Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's nail-biting time for hundreds of thousands of high school seniors around the country as they await word from the colleges of their choice. Notice goes out from Wellesley College today. Later this week, Williams and Amherst Colleges and the Ivy League schools will let students know. WBUR's Fred Tice has this snapshot of this year's admission season.
Boston College sent its acceptance letters out last Friday, and it sent them the old-fashioned way.
Paper version, as opposed to the electronic.
John Mahoney is director of undergraduate admissions at BC.
We think it's good for students to hear directly from us and to be able to see the piece of paper, especially those admitted. We also think that if a student is going to be turned down, sometimes that electronic route can be kind of cold and harsh.
This year, BC turned down the same percentage of applicants it turned down last year.
We've admitted 34% of our applicants this year.
Boston University sent out its acceptance letters over the weekend, and like BC, it offered spots to 34% of applicants. That's a smaller percentage than the 37% BU accepted last year. Kelly Walter is executive director of admissions.
We had 54,161 applications for admission for an incoming freshman class of 3,700.
That number last year was 3,800. The university is reducing the size of its freshman class over several years. Applications are up at many universities, 6% at Brandeis. Andrew Flagel is dean of admissions there.
Brandeis is going to admit a lower percentage of our applicants this year, which is a combination of seeing a significant increase in our applicant pool and also continuing to see more students declaring early their intent to enroll at Brandeis.
Other universities and colleges are also seeing an increase in students who commit early. At Amherst College, some of the students who committed early are low-income students. Overall applications are up 7% this year at Amherst.
We will be a tad more selective.
Tom Parker is dean of admissions at Amherst College.
We accepted slightly fewer people in April, partially because we did so well with Questbridge in the fall.
Questbridge is a national program that finds low-income students and persuades them to apply to 35 of the nation's most selective colleges, where many receive full scholarships. Tufts University is sending out acceptance letters next Monday. It's also expecting to admit a smaller percentage of applicants in its freshman class than it did last year, 18.1% last year, 17% this year. Some colleges saw fewer applicants. They're down at Boston College, 5% from last year, at Williams College by 8%. Dick Nesbitt, the dean of admissions at Williams, is not really sure why. He says one reason might be demographics.
Just there aren't as many 18-year-olds in the New England states.
But Nesbitt says the incoming class will have better academic credentials, including higher SAT scores than last year's class. Some universities are receiving more international applications. John Mahoney says they were up by 2% at Boston College.
We've seen a huge influx of applicants from China. The increase there is about 20%.
At Boston University, international applications overall surged by 18% this year. But BU is not increasing its ratio of foreign students. They'll continue to make up about 20% of the student body. At MIT, too, the number of international applications has surged. When it sent out its letters of acceptance on Pi Day, March 14th, the university accepted fewer than 3% of international applicants. That's even fewer than the record low overall who received letters of acceptance. Just 7.7% of students who applied to MIT this year got in. For most universities, students who have been accepted have until May 1st to send their deposits. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.